Those who used to sin. Anybody with the ruach of the brios is pleased with him. He acts in a fine way, and people feel that he is a pleasant person. Then the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also pleased with him. We're talking here about somebody who learns Torah. And when he goes out and deals with people, he does so in a proper and refined and truthful way. This causes a kiddush Hashem. As people, when they see that somebody who learns Torah acts so properly, they will say, Ashrei mi shalomdo Torah, fortunate is the one that learns Torah. Ashrei aviv shalomdo Torah. Ashrei rabo shalomdo Torah. Ru'u kama nam drachav v'kama metukanem maisav. Take a look how pleasant and proper are his ways, and this causes a kiddush Hashem, so therefore the ruach hamakom is nocha heimenu. V'kol she'ein ruach habrios nocha heimenu, ein ruach hamakom nocha heimenu. And anybody who the ruach habrios is not pleased with him, as even though he learns Torah, but when he deals with people, he does not do so in a trustful and refined way, then the ruach hamakom is not pleased with him, even though he learns Torah, since he does not act properly, he causes a chilul Hashem, as people will say about him, Olo l'ploni shalama Torah, Olo l'aviv shalimdo Torah, Olo l'rabo shalimdo Torah. How unfortunate it is that so-and-so learns Torah. Look at the way he acts. Ru kama mekukalim maisav, v'kama mechu'arim drachav. See how unpleasant and improper are his ways and his deeds. Rabbi Doisa ben Horkin is Omer, Shina shel shachris, v'yayin shel tzorayim, V'sichat ha'yeladim, v'yeshivat batei knesiyos shel am ha'aretz, moitzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. Rabbi Doisa ben Horkin says, sleeping late in the morning, and drinking wine in the afternoon, and idle chatter with children, and an ingathering of am ha'aretz, they sit around and talk to Baram B'Talim, somebody who involves himself in these things, this will take him right out of the world. As all these things are moishach, they're very attractive, and it's very hard to get yourself out of it, as sleeping late in the morning will cause you to miss this man kriyas shma, to be mevatel Torah, and drinking wine in the afternoon also is very maaseh, and this will cause you to miss davening mincha, and idle chatter with children, and sitting around with amaratzim, and talking dvarim b'talim. This will cause you to be mevatel Torah, and to end up not davening maariv. So therefore, these things take a person right out of the world. As the world was created on three pillars, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And somebody who is involved in pampering the guf and talking to Dvarim B'Talim, that will be mevatel him from Torah, and it also will take him away from Avoda. By sleeping late, he'll miss Shacharis. By drinking wine in the afternoon, he'll miss Mincha. And by sitting around talking to Dvarim B'Talim, he will miss Maariv, so he won't be involved in Avoda. And Gemilas Chasadim also he probably does not do, as he's so involved in pampering his own guf, he won't care about others. So therefore, he's being mevatel, the three pillars that the world was created on. So therefore, it takes the person right out of the world. Rabbi Lada from the town of Medin said, Hamachalo to Kachem. Somebody who profanes Kachem. Somebody who machabed himself at the expense of Kachem. And the fortune give an example. That the Gemara said that Yisachar Kohen Gadol, when he used to do that avodah in the base of Mikdash, he would wrap his hands with a kerchief so he should not dirty his hands with the Kachem. And in this way, he's putting his own covet ahead of the covet of the Kachem. This is a chilul Hashem. Bahamazaga et amordos. Somebody who disgraces the mordos. This is referring to chol amoy. Somebody who does malach on chol amoy, which is not allowed to do. And the only malach you're allowed to do on chol amoy is a davar ha'ave, something that if you do not do it, it will cause you monetary loss. And also things that are l'tzarech hamoy you're allowed to do. And somebody who does malach which does not fit into one of those categories on chol amoy, this is a chilul of the moy. And somebody who is mechalo mordos, it's as if he served Avodah Zarah. And Chazal tells us, it says in the Pasuk, Elohim Asecha Lo Sasala, and after that it says, Chag HaMatos Tishmor, and from there Chazal learned that being Mavada Moados is similar to serving Avodah Zarah. V'hamalvim p'nei chaveru v'rabim. And somebody who embarrasses his friend in public. He causes his friend to turn white. And each person was created B'Tselem Elokim. And by embarrassing him in public, and causing him to turn white, you're taking away the Tselem Elokim of the person. V'hamefer briso sha'avram avinu olav hashalom. And somebody who denies the bris of Avram avinu olav hashalom. Somebody who's embarrassed by his bris milah, and his moshe, his orla, to cover up, and to make it seem as if he did not have a bris milah, in this way is being made for the bris of Avraham Avinu. V'hamegalef panim b'torah shaloka halacha. And somebody who is doresh things in the Torah which are not halacha, he has a chutzpah to say drashos that are not correct, and he makes it as if he understands the Torah, and he says drashos shal doifi, drashos that do not have any basis at all. This is a tremendous chutzpah. And so too, the Mefarshim say, this is referring to somebody who has a chutzpah to be over on Mitzvahs HaTorah B'Parhesya, in a place where people can see him, and in this way, it's as if he's being kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he is not embarrassed from the averus that he does. Afal pi sheyesh biyado Torah u'maisim tovim, ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Somebody who does one of these things, even though he learned a lot of Torah and did good deeds, even though he does not have a chelek in Olam Haba, since these averos are so chamor, even if he had Yisurim, still he would not have kapara unless he did tshuva for the avera, as opposed to other averos, that even if he did not do tshuva, ayide Yisurim and Misa, he would have a kapara. But these averos, since they are so chamor, as he calls a chilo Hashem, if he does not do tshuva, he will not have kapara, even though he had Yisurim and